Alexi McCammond is the deputy news editor of Axios and joins us this morning. And Alexi, thanks first of all for joining us on Mornings on the Mall.
Of course, thank you for having me.
I'd like to know a little bit about, you know, we so many listeners, I mean, and viewers and readers, we see stories about pending White House shakeups literally all the time. Every single day, there's some new staff change coming, and 95% of them never or have thus far not materialized into actual changes. What is the one thing right now that you think that is like a sure thing? The thing that Axios is like, yeah, this staff change is coming to the White House.
So we actually just learned and reported this morning that Trump has been asking key Republicans for their opinions about two potential replacements for the White House Chief of Staff to replace Brian Priebus. And that's something that is sort of, as you mentioned, you know, been in the news for a while. There have been rumors about Priebus being replaced. But now that we've learned he's actually seeking out Republicans' opinions, which is kind of a departure from what he's done in the past, it seems that he is more serious about moving forward with this.
Okay,
so he's considering Gary Cohn, his economic advisor, and David Urban, who is a Republican lobbyist who previously helped him during the campaign as an advisor.
Right. What are Reince's deficiencies, if there are any, in the eyes of the president?
That's a good question. He hasn't necessarily said too many things about that, but he has recently been joking about making him the ambassador to Athens, which is a kind of curious thing. And there was a list that came back with the ambassadorship, and all the positions had potential names next to them except for the ambassador to Athens. So that has raised even more speculation that he's serious about getting rid of Reince Priebus.
Now, this is not necessarily, I know the media is playing this up as being, oh, this is discord in the White House, it's a terrible thing. But didn't Reagan do something very, very similar to this?
So there have definitely been, you know, White House shakeups in the past. I think that the palace intrigue is sort of heightened with Donald Trump just because he has been such a curious, you know, candidate first and now an unconventional president to a lot of people. So I think that people, you know, it's kind of easy to forget in the past when there have been certain shakeups or staff changes. But I think what's a little different about this is that it's all happening so quickly within the first, you know, 100 so days of his presidency. And he's kind of trying to challenge the status quo in everything he does, or at least that's how people are viewing it.
So while he was away on his foreign trip, it took a pause for everybody for the most part on domestic politics. He returns, and I believe Axios was one of the first to report that there's going to be a change in the communication strategy. Certainly, the communications director left yesterday. That was first reported by your website,
right.
And then there's also other changes to the way that the White House is going to handle communications. What are they?
Yeah, definitely. So Sean Spicer will stay as press secretary, but he's going to be doing fewer on-camera briefings, even though, you know, he was on camera yesterday. They're slowly decreasing the amount of time he'll be doing those on-camera briefings. There will be more briefings continuing, but they will be on the record, but they will be off-camera. And also, his advisors and staff members are really trying to figure out ways for him to be on the road more, for Donald Trump to be on the road more, to have more of these campaign-style rallies, to give him an opportunity to connect with his base, to be his own spokesperson, which, you know, is something he loves because he considers himself the most effective spokesperson for the White House.
Is he the most effective spokesperson for the White House?
He knows his thinking better than anyone else. So in terms of explaining his thought processes, yes. But I think that he's not, you know, the only person who works in the White House, so he needs a team of people to sort of be able to explain what's going on.
As a member of the press, I would love to hear more from the president, not less, for sure. So if that means
right.
more presidential press conferences, I'm in favor. One thing Kellyanne Conway mentioned yesterday, I think, was that they're sort of proud of how often they've gotten cabinet officials up to the podium, which I also think is a good trend of getting the heads of your agencies to instead field questions related to their subject matter expertise.
Right, and I think that's a great point. Sean Spicer, you know, has to know a wealth of things. He needs to know a little bit about everything, but he can't answer these policy specifics, especially in a time when, you know, the press is demanding very nuanced answers and policy details. It's better to have these cabinet officials come up and say, like, look, this is what's happening. This is how I can explain it. This is the effect that will come.
Alexa, yesterday you reported on what Sean Spicer mentioned in the press briefing, too, which is that the president interviewed two people as potential FBI directors to replace James Comey. Who are they? And they were both at the White House yesterday, correct?
Yes, they are. So the two people that he interviewed yesterday were John Pistol and Chris Wray.
Right.
And so John Pistol was a former deputy director of the FBI, and he was, you know, the number two, and he is sort of the person who has been considered to replace Comey with the highest level of experience within the FBI. And Chris Wray was a former assistant attorney general. So they both have relevant experience, you know, conducting various investigations into fraudulent situations. And I think that that's appealing to the president. But, you know, as we've seen with the past candidates who have dropped out of the consideration in the race for this FBI director position, there's really no telling what will happen with these two nominees.
Do you think with these changes, if they do go in the way that you think they're going to go, are we going to start to see a tightening of the message, a more controlled message, and B, are we going to see a handle on the leaks?
So it's clear that Trump and his administration are struggling to cope with these sort of burgeoning scandals and also a stalled agenda. I think that they really want to move forward and move on through healthcare and tax reform and all that good stuff. And you know, the bottom line is that it's going to be incredibly difficult to replace, you know, all of these positions. It's going to be difficult to replace Michael Dubkey, let alone, you know, chief of staff and all these other things. So I think that while the goal is to tighten up the message and move forward with the agenda, it's going to maybe not be the quickest way to do that.
I mean, Alexi, if you look at the idea that they're thinking about bringing Corey Lewandowski into the fold to handle, like, rapid response, that doesn't suggest that they're constraining their messaging. It seems like they want to get more aggressive, probably.
So that's an interesting point. And it's similar with, you know, the news that we've learned that Steve Bannon is sort of back in action, right? He was kind of on the fringe. We thought he was going to be ousted. And now he is back and calling the shots. And he really wants to refocus Trump on these nationalist policies. And I think Lewandowski is similar in that he, you know, he's sort of a very contentious person who's ready to put up a fight. And he is someone that will make a lot of the veteran folks in the White House really concerned because of his attitude. But I think it's sort of part of this restructuring of the White House saying, look, we have all these scandals. We need to control these leaks. We need people who are killers, who will keep things under control.
Always fun to talk about a small office in the White House and whose job is staying and whose job is going. Alexi McCammon here this morning from Axios to join us to talk about that. Alexi, we hope you'll do it again. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you so much. Have a great day.